Metallica, headlining the Welcome to Rockville Music Festival. Two different nights, two different sets. Go to WelcomeToRockvilleFestival.com for all information. Get your tickets on sale right now.
Eric Clapton got together with some other artists to pay tribute to Ginger Baker, all right? The great Cream drummer, right? And he was there jamming in London. It was Clapton and friends celebrating the life of Ginger Baker. So footage has emerged of Clapton, Ronnie Wood, Nile Rodgers, and others jamming Blind Faith songs in a tribute to Ginger Baker. Do you know who was also there? Roger Waters was also there jamming with them. And so the performances took place February 17th at London's Everton Apollo Hammersmith, which is obviously one of those legendary places. I would love to go to Hammersmith one day for a concert, just to say I've been there for a concert, man, because I've heard so much about it, you know? I jam Motorhead at Hammersmith all the time. I've got that CD. Anyway, he died in October at the age of 80. So the show raised funds for the health and welfare charity of Leonard Cheshire, which Baker was a supporter of. The evening started with footage of Baker interview with a drum solo after Clapton, who played with Baker in both Cream and Blind Faith, and was joined by Pink Floyd's Roger Waters on bass for Cream's Sunshine of Your Love. Waters also contributed to versions of Cream's Strange Brew, White Room, joined on stage by former Faces guitarist Ronnie Wood and drummer Kenny Jones. Wood stayed around for Cream's Badge, while Chic's Nile Rodgers joined in for the party for I Feel Free and Tales of Brave Ulysses. I mean, this is pretty cool. Anyway, the set continued most of Blind Faith's debut album with Clapton Rodgers, joined by Steve Winwood on organs, vocals, and guitar, Kofi Baker, Ginger's son, on drums. The entire cast gathered on stage for the encore, a version of Robert Johnson's Crossroad Blues. Complete set list they have there, and well, whatever. I love all of this, okay? The only problem I had was Roger Waters. This guy's a stinking anti-Semite, okay? This guy's a pig, all right? Seriously. And I love Pink Floyd. But until, you know, a few years back when Roger, you know, came out and showed us his evil ways, I had tickets for the last Roger Waters concert a few years back and I didn't go to him.
American Airlines, I remember. I went.
I gave those tickets away.
I took my nephew.
I gave him away because I cannot support somebody that spews hate. I don't care what kind of hate it is, whether you hate gays or you hate women or you hate Jews or you hate Baptists or Catholics or blacks or whites or greens or browns, reds, whatever, bro. I'm not that dude. I can't be around people like that. I can't work with people like that. I can't associate with people like that. And I'm certainly not going to support you. That's the only part of that. When I read that story, I cringe because it's like, all right, Eric, does he have to be there? Ronnie, does he have to be there? Right? Do you guys have to jam with this guy? Are you aware of him being a hateful person towards the Jewish community? I mean, I saw that story, and it's the same thing as Ryan Braun. It's just, once you have shown me what you are, I'm going to choose to do what I want to do now. And what I want to do is, I don't want to go to any Roger Waters concerts. I don't want to support Lance Armstrong in any way, shape, or form. I'm not supporting Ryan Braun. I don't give a rat's ass that he went to Coral Gables. Okay? Sorry. Just not doing it. I know who you are now. When you're that evil that you're willing to take down other people for your mistakes, that's disgusting. And a guy like Roger Waters, who's an anti-Semite, I got no room for that in my heart, bro. None. It just that was one story that while it's a cool thing that they did.
Oh yeah.
I just wish they would have chosen. They didn't need him to be there. Is my point.
Should have been a little bit more selective in taking things into consideration.
He wasn't in Blind Faith or in Cream.
Right.
You know what I mean? It's I love Nile Rodgers. I'm an enormous fan.
Oh, wow. How can you not be?
Technically, he doesn't have to be there either. You know what I'm saying? But nothing personal. What I'm saying is it wasn't like you brought on this guy because he was part of a band. No, you brought him on because he's a great musician. And so is Nile Rodgers. Nile Rodgers is a freaking genius, not just a great musician. So you could have, as easily as you could say, Nile has nothing to do with our history. Roger Waters has nothing to do with our history. Man, just keep Rodgers out. Replace him with somebody else. Bring in Nile Rodgers, obviously, and bring in somebody else for Roger. Didn't you think about that? Didn't the organizers, didn't Eric Clapton, didn't somebody bring it up like, hey, yo, this guy's an anti-Semite. Why would we want to bring him together with us? Why do we want that kind of pub? You know? I'm just saying.
And considering the situation, you remember when he had his thing out in Los Angeles?
Yeah.
They was trying to do, and they shut that down.
Yeah, good.
You know?
Good.
I had never seen Floyd. I had never seen Rod or what's his name? David Gilmour.
Gilmour, yeah.
And I went. And actually, that was fresh from the situation with the Jewish community here locally. And I did have some reservations, and it was a little bit of a I had never seen. And it was like, God, the fact that I've never seen Floyd, never seen any of these guys, that's ridiculous.
No, I got you. I got you.
By the way, speaking of which, Britt Floyd is coming to the Fillmore.
Yes, I've seen them several times.
What is it? March, I think, 22nd. Yeah. Somewhere around there. They're going to be at the Fillmore. I mean, if you love Floyd, Britt Floyd,
They do a really good job.
That girl that sings one of the songs from Dark Side of the Moon.
Oh, yes.
Where she goes with those notes. Wow.
Yeah, her voice is awesome. Now, I am looking forward to seeing David Gilmour on his next tour if he comes to the U.S. for a couple of dates, because he doesn't do a big tour. I will travel to go, because obviously he's not going to come here to South Florida. That I can already tell you. That's a short thing. Now,